feel very lucky. Somehow, Baruch Hashem, I got on the mirror, Yeshiva's mirror, Yerushalayim alumni list. Huh? So they sent me stuff. I got emails. Get their Parsha sheets every week, okay?
Why are they?
But I also get randomly a few times a year, usually it happens two or three times a year, a post shiurim from all their Rebbeim. Now, all the Rebbeim means the Rebbeim, not the Rosh Hashiva. Sir Asher has been Rosh Hashiva, so like, you don't get from the Marsha. But you get the Americans. You know, so I quickly, I saw it in my email, watched it for a few seconds before Henoch needed to look up something. So I picked two Rabbanim from the mirror. First I looked at Rabbi Shmuley, then I looked to see what he was talking about. Then I opened, found Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. For those who went to Eretz Yisrael last year, Yaakov Moshe Katz is a Rebbe in the Mir Yeshiva. And he had a very simple, beautiful aura. Anything that comes out of his mouth and his big eyes just is quite interesting. So he had a simple deher. I'm going to add to it my own little spin. He said exactly like this. You think of our, like, Yom Tovim, our days, you know? Okay, we have 7-8 days for Pesach, right? For Sukkot, okay? A couple days for Shavuos. But we have a Seres Yemei Teshuva. Mamas have 10 days to do Teshuva. Seres Yemei Teshuva. They might say, okay, we also have 49 days of Seres Omer. Okay, even after all the speeches, it's not like 49, you know, it's 49 days, but like, you know, it's a time in between. But between or including Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, it was mamash 10 days, Seres Yemei Teshuva. And he said, it doesn't say you need 10 days of tshuva for the big Avarya and the big Rasha. He needs 10 days. But, you know, other people, you can get by, you know, tshuva, you know. Some people get by, they get their Luv and Esrog, you know, in an hour. They could put up their sukkah also, especially if they hire somebody, an hour or two. Okay, Pesach is a little more complicated. But all you have to do is hop on a plane, go, you know, make your reservations to the hotel. A lot of things don't take so much time in Yiddishkeit. What could really take, you know, right? Esrog shopping, move building, Pesach cleaning, okay, maybe. But Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Chazal gave 10 days for Teshuva. It's not just for the Rasha, it's for everybody. And Amela, what that really means is a big deal. The whole process of tshuva is a big deal, and we should take it seriously.
Why don't we just laugh after?
Now, you'll say, look, I went to Rabbi Luban's Vod. Now, Rabbi Luban, I assume, already started talking about tshuva, right? Mm. Kabbalos. Mm-hmm. From last week already?
A few days before I showed up. Okay,
right. But Lamaisa, once we're here, you know, at this time of year, tshuva is a big deal. If you need 10 days to do it, yeah, it must mean that there's no 10 days to buy your luluf.
Mechtes, you need 10 days.
Seres Yemei Teshuva.
No, Vecha, during the 10 days.
It's not a moch of shmooze. It's already in the mirror. It's my hakdama. But look through Rabbeinu Yonah night. The doctor took the fatter Rabbeinu Yonah that we got on. Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Teshuva has a lot to say about Teshuva. 4 Sha'arim, hundreds of points. Yeah, a lot to do for Teshuva. I decided to pick something, not from there, pick something from another area, which, once again, us Chafetz Chaim sometimes don't focus on enough. Right, we know Rabbeinu Yonah for Teshuva, right? Shari Teshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, yeah, that we get. You know, there's another major famous sefer for Teshuva?
Palio.
Who, what? Yeah, of Hoffman.
Palio?
No, I'm talking classic. Okay. Oh, at least we have one Sfardi in Yeshiva, right? The Rambam wrote a Sefer, right? And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah has Hilchos Teshuva, which are uber famous, uber important. To be honest, do I remember anyone ever quoting it? I don't know. But it's pretty major. Rambam Hilchos Teshuva, important Sefer for people to know. Even Rav Hoffman contrasts, Rav Chasko Sarna contrasts, Rabbein Yonah argues with Rambam, okay? So there we pass back to Rabbein Yonah. Doesn't mean every single Rabbein Yonah we pass back. In general, it's Kedai, you know, you should know Rambams, but Rambam Hilchos Tshuva is the classic sefer. It's short, not so long. It's actually shorter than Rabbeinu Yonah Shaar Tshuva. Definitely very, very kedai for a person to concentrate on. Chovas Levoz also has a Shaar Tshuva. Okay. But the Rambam, definitely Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, is super major. And many Rambam talk about it. I went through my house. I think I have five different versions of the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. I have Rav Gifter's. I have Eli Baruch Finkel has a sefer in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. I have, I'll show you this sefer in a moment. I have a Noach Ozel. Isaac Olbam has one. I have a random guy from Eretz, a person from Eretz Yisrael. Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. I hope this vod is not getting out to people outside of Chavetz Chaim. We mamish sound like Amaratzer.
No.
We're introducing you to Bereishis Baruch Elokim.
Halachas of Tshuva.
Yes, the Rambam wrote a Hilchos Tshuva. Very important, so we got to know these things. Now, there's one halacha in particular which I want to spend a moment on. And I'll give the introduction. The sefer is an interesting sefer. It was a while till I put my name in it because the author at one point said he's going to get me one. Send me one. So I had it already. I didn't want to tell him. But I never got it in the mail, so eventually I put my name in it. Who's the author of the sefer? So I'll tell you the story. It was probably 6 years ago, Subisman. I think since I moved here to Florida, I had the schuss of hacking Rav Malkiel Kotlik a couple times when he came to visit Florida. So one time, the Kollel brought him in for their dinner. And somehow, I got to be the one to pick him up from the airport, take him wherever, take him to the dinner. So Bernstein came with me. But basically, I decided to hack him on Ksubas. I remember it's Bari Vashama. Since then, he came out with a sefer on Ksubas. So I have to look up his stuff in Bari Vashama. But I remember he liked our moves. So after I got him, he respected us. So I started hacking all different things. Very, very interesting. Actually, I wrote over some of the stuff here. Question and answer, I put it back. But one of the things I started, I'm careful how I say this, you know, hacking a little bit, like, I'm like, the first sefer he produces, Musar sefer? I was being antagonistic, Chofetz Chaim guy. But like, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, and the first sefer you're producing is, you know, Rav Malkiel, if your chavos were there, the first sefer you produce is a Mo'adim sefer. Like, Rosh Yeshiva's produced Svarim on the Masechta. Sagrada, he took my Musar, his second sefer he produces. Okay, maybe he had one on Chumash in between, but he produced one on Mezubis. That's a sefer. But I said, you produced a Musar sefer? So I think he got insulted by my question. He says, it's not just a Musar sefer, it's Halacha sefer. Halacha's Tshuva. Gotta see it. That's when he offered to send me one, after I insulted him. But he didn't end up sending one, so I guess maybe he was insulted. But Lemaisa is a fascinating sefer. He goes to the Halacha's Tshuva. And he asked a very good kasha. I found others asked his kasha. Eli Baruch asked his kasha. I'm going to read to you the Rambam.
Free toast, blood toast?
No, you can't insult the author. Zakt the Rambam. This is Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel. Al Tomer she'in tshuva elo me'avir she'ish ben ma'isa. A person shouldn't say that there's no tshuva except for avirus which have a ma'isa to it. Kigon znus, v'gezel, v'gneva, right? If you commit adultery, if you steal, only then there's tshuva. No. El k'shem she'tzarech adam moshav me'ilo. Just like a person has to do tshuva from these big averos. Kach u'tzarech l'chapos b'deos v'ros. A person has to look into his bad deos that he has. V'loshav min akas, and to do tshuva from kas, una eva, from anger, min akina, from jealousy, min achito, merdifa samamon, from a person just going after money, merdifa samachalos, or from just indulging in food pleasures, jacuzzi boards, kiyotze behem. Minakol who tzarech lachs or b'tshuva, v'cheinu omer, yaz of rosh adarka, v'eshal v'marach. So the Rambam sounds like here in Perek Zayin, he's being machadish, that you don't just do tshuva from averos, you also have to do tshuvas from deos ros, from midos ros. Yeah, it's interesting. He says deos sheyeshlo, he doesn't list any bad deos. V'loshem l'akas, is he referring to Deos en Midos? Or is he calling these Midos Deos? I'm not sure. But the question I want to deal with in this Rambam, pretty simple, nice kasha, is nice Chofetz Chaim kasha. What's the Havmina? Right? Sounds like from this piece, the Rambam's writing you a chiddush. Oh, you have to do tshuva for bad Midos from Kas, from Taiva, from Kina. Right? Isn't that Pashat? Of course you have to do tshuva from that. What's the Havmina not
so? So the chiddush that it works?
Right? I could ask the kasha multiple different ways, but let's try this. The Torah says, "Ralach b'drachav," to follow Hashem's way.
No,
so that's a mitzvah like every other mitzvah.
About these things.
There's no halacha about kas.
No, it's a berad shalom
ma'aseh. Oh, so El Yabarach said, like my friend, he says maybe you're gonna say, oh, this is a lav shem bo ma'aseh. It's a berad that doesn't have an action to it. He's like, no, come on. The Rambam talked about that earlier. This is Parak Zayin, 7 prakim in. It's a good try.
Where in the Torah say you can't have kas?
Where in the Torah does it say you don't have kas? Good question. Is that true?
Which farms talk about Hilchos Midos?
No, all the Chovos Halvavos. It's not. It's not gonna.
No, Halvavos.
Just what does that mean? True, like, makes it except for one thing. Halachim Midrashim this whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't have kas. Like,
well, you're asking the Masol Sharma's question. How do you undo something? These guys don't like Chofetz Chaim kashas. Right? You hear the kasha, what's the haki? Of course you do tshuva for Midos. So he's haking, where's Makar the Midos or Midos Rosh are bad? You have to, no, of course you have to.
There's no Makar yet.
Huh? No. Pasha. Yeah. That's what Bedrachov. No?
Maybe he's going to think it's impossible.
The Rama has to tell me a Kiddush you have to do tshuva from bad Midos?
Maybe it's not as straight
out
as don't
so steal. The Kiddush is that it works.
Huh?
Maybe I had a bad Midos. I had a bad Hadrasha. So it could.
You think tshuva wouldn't work?
One time I had a
that's
feeling of madness. Therefore, my tshuva takes away that feeling on a random Tuesday. Meaning, one time I got mad at someone.
So I'm working cuss.
Like, random thought of madness now. Like,
and one time I did.
Retroactively slugged up.
Torah says, don't steal.
That's a crazy yeah.
Don't eat something tummy. It says straight out these
okay,
things.
Okay, right.
Let me talk about it.
Oh, you get back to your angle.
Smachtos.
Yeah, I hear two angles so far. Avram Berry is saying, look, it's not so clear what Midos roles are.
It's not.
The guidelines aren't there the same way as Clara Vera. Okay. Avram and Ephraim are trying to argue back. Different part, like maybe, I don't know, maybe you can't undo the bad Midos. And you got angry, you can't undo that. You could only undo killing somebody, but you can't undo having anger. From
the person you're angry at, or whatever.
Okay, but let's say it didn't come to a Maisa. Because if it comes to a Maisa, I scream out Mabu Hila, so for sure, that's not there. But Maisa, what's shot in the Rambam? Rambam says you have to do tshuva from bad Midos. Makshina Oilam, Pshita Maika Mashmalam. What's the Havamina? These are all not Chofetz Chaim guys asking this kasha. So, Eli Baruch asks this kasha. Ari Malkiel Cutler asks this kasha. So, what's the Havamina? You don't do tshuva from Midos Rose. Why not? Of course.
Where's the Maisa Avera?
Where's the Maisa
Avera? You say the Chiddush is that it's an Avera? That's a Chiddush?
So let's say a person got angry and he didn't do anything from him. He didn't scream at a guy. So L'chora, right? Hasar Kas Me Libecha, like Kas is a bad trait. So yeah, L'chora, you violated Kas there. Now you were lucky in this particular case. You got mad at the guy. The guy wasn't there. And by the time you saw him, you're old, you forgot. You got your anger in them. I don't know. Make up a case. But there are cases. You got bad Midos. Yeah. You're a big ball taiva. You really want chikuti boards. Okay, Lemaisa, no one's going around today in the dorm, with chikuti boards. So you're lucky. But we do take sponsors for Thursday nights. It's too much.
They're more abstract.
Huh?
We concentrate on concrete.
Okay.
That we did, events.
But Lemaisa, this is very important. We hold, this is Slabaka 101. We hold Midos Rose are 100% awesome in the Torah. They are for sure legislated by Halach Midrachov, following Hashem's ways.
A lot
If you open up the Hilgo Sefer Tomer Devora, we just did, for those who did Tashlich, right? Hashem, Hashem, Karach and Mechanan, Yigimul Midos, Mikel Kamocha, over a Pesha, right? These are all Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's, yeah, Varlach Medrach. So we very much are in touch, and there's concrete things that we have to do to follow in Hashem's ways. Open up the Or HaTzafon. It goes on and on. You know, every shmuz is following Hashem's ways.
Someone feels guy by the time
of Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but where does it say it?
Huh?
A lot of
to Avas Hashem, Kokov Avas. Right, you can open Or HaTzafon. He'll quote you lots of psukim.
Avas Chasid.
Yeah, but it's not straight as much as everything
else.
Get into it. He's holding it.
Why is that straight out?
Yeah, sounds pretty straight out. So, Rav Malkiel has a pshat. I was going through the other svarim, trying to figure out. They're saying that. So one sefer, and Eliyahu Baruch says a pshat. No, it means when you have to do an avera, let's say you did an avera, you spoke lashon hara about somebody. But, okay, to really get to the root of it, what caused you to speak lashon hara about somebody? You know, if you just stop speaking lashon hara, I'm not going to talk for the next week. It's a seris mei tshuva, or Bakir got me scared. I'm stopping to talk. Okay, you that is a good thing. I mean, if we think that's normal, but and you can handle it. But okay, you're stopping from doing avera, but you're not uprooting the cause of what caused that avera. So there are people that want to explain this Rambam. They want to show how far you have to go for your regular tshuva. Your tshuva is being stopping yourself from doing maisim. So the way to uproot yourself from doing bad maisim, doing aviros, is to get to the root of them. To the root of them are the midos rosh.
No, this is like a separate halacha. Or is it Perek Zion? It's like
No, so they want to say that it fits with, you know, other aviros too. I didn't think this such a pshat as mashman the Rambam. The Rambam does seem like he's coming to tell you an additional new thing, not just, you know, that tshuva that you're already doing on lashon hara, on Mal Bnei Chaver, all those things, you should get to the root of them. It's not mashma that. It's mashma. He's machadish, a new idea. So I think Rav Malkiel has a beautiful pshat. I should tell him. Right? Rav Malkiel has a pshat, I think, is a massive, massive idea. He really bases this on something on that the Zayda Rav Aaron says. But he says like this. Fizem move on a half minute shall tell tshuva on midos. You do an aver, okay, of course I can do tshuva, fix what I did wrong. Your midos are you. Right? What goes up to Shemayim? Who's the you? Your neshama, okay. What constitutes your neshama? Part and parcel of that, of the midos that a person, whether he was born with and strengthened, or he acquired new ones, but your midos are you. How do you change your whole essence? I hear you could change your actions, but how do you change a person's essence? I dare say this gets into, you know, psychology. Some people in the world of psychology say, yeah, you could change your actions, but you can't change necessarily your essence. Right? The Bali Musar don't believe that. We believe you could change your mahos, your essence. So, Zakt, I just want to finish before you get too many people. So, Zakt, Rav Malkiel, this is what the Rambam's coming to say here. Now, Rambams are a little more wide open. But hak, if there's a mochach shmuz, not a mochach shmuz, okay, for those Chafetz Chaimers listening. But I think it's a nice pshat. I think it's the best pshat I heard out there in the Rambam is that the chiddush of this Rambam, that there's a din of tshuva on your midos, is because of the fact that a person has the koach to change his essence. Okay, I'm not saying this is something that happens overnight. We saw Solanter says it's easier to go through shas than to really change one midah, but it's shayach a tshuva on a person's midos. And in a certain sense, what's very kedai to understand and know is really the time person's life where it's easier to change things is at this time of your life when you're younger. When you're older, So for sure, after the years and years, you know, a person gets used to doing things. Mamela, it's harder to change. But a person wants to know you want to change a midah, there's something really impressive. Just the other day, someone was telling me a story about a Baal Musar. Pretty impressive story. Pretty impressive. This Baal Musar told someone privately about a weakness that he had, a certain area that was like a real personal thing. And he told I guess, a Talmud that, you know, that's one area I never worked on. Mashma. A lot of other areas he did work on. This Baal Musar, I think the other story, is he really worked on Kas. You know, he started off nature and life. He was a person who really got angry. But he decided at a certain point, you know what, I have to work on Kas. Now, you could work on all the individual Averis that you did, right? He screamed at this person, that person. You know, I got so frustrated, I couldn't learn the whole day. Okay, but the Torah. So for sure, Kas could be the root of many Averis. But even more, this idea that it's biyado for a person to really change their midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a capacity, and that's part of tshuva. You try to work and become a better person. Again, little steps. We don't expect everything to happen overnight. But like a person could really go and change his midos, mamash min hakatsa l'hakatsa, from one extreme to the other. Again, over time. But the first step, the time to do it, especially guys in yeshiva have a schus. That's where you need 10 days to be in the sugya of tshuva. Aseres Tamei Tshuva, it's not something you just buy your lulav, buy esrog. That's a maisa mitzvah. That's easier. Even stop a person from doing a maisa avera. That's easier. But to stop a midah, that's much, much, much harder. But the Rambam saying that's a chiyav, that's in the capacity of a person to over time, be'ezras Hashem, to work on one's midos and try, you know, kas I think is a good midah to start from because, you know, it's a dangerous midah. And a person who naturally gets angry, you know, you open up the Ramban in Yigaris Ramban, he seems to be mashma that like kas is like the first step for everything. His Mesil Sasharim begins with kas. So that's a midah. It's very kedai for a person to try his best, do most bespilos on the Yigaris Ramban, and slowly but surely we could change even our essence, even our mahus. That's the chiddush of the Ramban. Thank you very much. I finished 2 minutes early.